What started as a small idea nearly 3 decades ago has grown into one of the most popular attractions at the Kansas State Fair. Agriland, the interactive agricultural exhibit in the Pride of Kansas building, has been giving families and school groups a hands-on look at farming and food production since 1995. For Kansas wheat and other commodity groups, it remains a key way to tell the story of agriculture in a format that sticks with visitors long after they leave Hutchinson. The inspiration for Agriland came after the 1994 Kansas State Fair, when Cindy Falk, while working with the Kansas Wheat Commission, noticed that booths with interactive features drew more attention. Soon after, Falk and KWC Administrator Stephen Graham began conversations with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom, and commodity organizations across the state. Together, they launched the first Agriland exhibit, a 260-square-foot space in the middle of the Pride of Kansas building. The idea quickly gained momentum, and with the support from fair staff and the building superintendent, the display expanded to the east end of the building. "Honestly, I don't remember any real obstacles," Falk said. "Everyone pitched in to help fund it, build it, and work the exhibit." The original goal was to highlight the wide variety of Kansas farm products and show how they connect with everyday life. Falk remembers lockers filled with items made from Kansas crops and livestock, such as crayons, a wool scarf, and a football. Visitors could climb into a combine cab, step onto a livestock scale, or explore bins of different grains. "Agriculture is the foundation of life, the one industry every person depends on to survive," Falk said. "Here in Kansas, we are especially blessed. Our land, climate, water, and people make this state one of the best places on earth to grow crops and livestock that nourish families, not only here at home, but all around the globe." Over the years, Agriland has grown into a staple of the state fair. Children line up to take turns on the combine simulator, which features harvest footage filmed on Kansas farms. Families pause for photos with animal cutouts, while teachers use free lesson plans and educational resources that extend the learning into the classroom across the state. Additions such as the cotton display, walk-through soil tunnel, and an animatronic cow named Mabel have kept the exhibit fresh and engaging. Falk said some of her finest memories are families sharing laughter inside the exhibit, or kids so eager to try each activity that volunteers needed stopwatches to move them along. She also recalls building the first food guide pyramid with a wooden garden display, paint, and food items, turning it into a colorful and inexpensive nutrition display. Today, Agriland continues to grow, with commodity groups and farm organizations taking turns staffing the exhibit and sharing their stories with visitors. The Kansas State Fair will be open on September 5th through the 14th. Visit Agriland for an action-packed interactive agricultural experience in the Pride of Kansas building, which has been giving families and school groups a hands-on look at farming and food production for generations. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.